All right.
You're like Internet. The princess and the pea, only your ears and the pea's noise.
Yes.
Yes.
Starting recording at random times starts makes for the best game openings.
It really does. Also, hi, Internet.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Internet. What? Welcome to The Drunk and the Ugly. Today will be, we have our set of panelists, Zachary Manser, Nathan Allen Knapp, Amanda Carney, and Charles Olmsted. We'll be discussing the
Wait, did you just give me a last name and you gave everyone else his full name?
I said Charlie Olmsted.
No, I only heard Olmsted.
Well, that's because you have...
Today we'll be discussing Charlie, the vices and vices of...
I don't have any vices.
Charlie.
Yeah.
We love you very much. And we're just worried about you, man. I know you love hot dogs, but...
Look, Charlie, there's no easy way to say this, but this is an intervention.
That's what this whole podcast has been leading up to.
It's easy for me because I have no feelings, but for most people, that would be a tough thing to say.
Since we started this podcast 2 years ago and didn't know you, that's what it's been leading up to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this may very well essentially just be a fever dream of Charlie's.
No,
this whole podcast might just be one giant fever dream.
The last 2 years has been him looking at a snow globe.
I believe it.
Please, the only snow globe I have is more of a golf globe where it's a golf ball in this watery liquid and you try and get on the tee.
Yes, Kat, I'm glad you've noticed that we're starting recording and therefore have decided to be as loud as possible.
I heard him before we were recording. Anyway, this is why... We have 11-minute intros sometimes. Hi, Internet.
Hi, we're playing Scott's Odyssey.
Why don't you tell us where we last left off, Nato?
Why don't you tell me where you last
left
off,
Amanda?
We were
all about to die. The bus driver...
Dick is where I last
the bus driver,
off.
The bus driver wow. Let us off in Ithaca, said, I'm sorry, and then drove off.
Also, sorry for the bad timing, but I'll be right back.
Oh, great job, Zach. Good fucking show.
Also, I blackmailed a guy, and everyone was pissed.
Yeah,
about
you
black.
No, you didn't blackmail a guy. You blackmailed a wizard demon.
Yep.
A demon
that
sorcerer.
You were going to work for the next couple months.
Couple years.
He's not a sorcerer.
Not a couple of years. I mean, if we work part time, each of us might be working a grand total of about 3 months.
Yeah, that's too much.
Scott is the only one who's contractually obligated to work for a few years, or else he loses his...
No, he made them all sign contracts.
No, but I'm the only
Scott
one who's contractually obligated to start a franchise.
Yeah, if he doesn't start a franchise...
Then I also get profit sharing.
Yeah, if he starts a franchise, then he gets to remain as a wizard. If he fails to start a franchise, then his wizarding powers are taken away.
Yeah, wish I wasn't the one running the Spring Crescent plot, because I would, as Scott, try and find a way to get them into it. But if I do it now, it's just like, oh man, that's, there's too much other shit going on, though. That plot started too late to, this plot about Scott being a wizard started way too late. Because otherwise I could do something about Scott really... competing with Spring Crescent. Over rival wizarding franchises.
Well, imagine the Spring Crescent wizards aren't officially sanctioned or licensed, rather.
Yeah, it's unclear. They were written in a different cosmology than we're set in.
Hey, if they do black magic, they're not licensed.
Well, they could be sanctioned black magicians, dark magicians, whatever.
It's true.
Actually, it's just a thing that like. Because I was reading, because the whole thing with the licensing of being a wizard and like all the business of it and whatnot, all came from a thing that Matt and Amanda wrote.
This thing we both started writing. Like I think I started it by talking. Shit, how the hell did we start that?
You started it with like a.
I gave you a book, but I never intended to actually write anything in it. I just, you know, it was going to be a throwaway thing, and then we ended up. I think we ended up talking about mortal-immortal relationships.
Yeah, and then we just decided to keep writing it down.
Yeah. Like, the thing the book says about, like, demons falling in love with humans. And it's like...
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
You might be tempted to do this, but don't. Because... You'll find that after a century, you're going to have to say goodbye.
Yep.
And what is this being held together with?
Glue?
No, it's like, it's Velcro, but it's being held together by something tougher than Velcro.
Glue.
It's not glue, it's some kind of fiber.
Fabric
glue.
That's not a fiber. That's glue. You're not going to make it something just by saying it enough times.
That's the way the world works, Matt.
No.
Leaf magic.
That's not how the world works. Unless you're a politician. But then you don't make things happen. You just make people believe that things have happened.
Nate, this stew is really good. Also, I don't see any celery in it.
Did you want celery in it?
No, he was just complaining that there's going to be celery in it, but I don't see a single celery.
I saw sellers, man. I'm just saying, I saw sellers. No, I'll have some here later.
It's just so spicy.
Also, I got the seventh Humble Bundle today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
I haven't.
Also, is Matt coming in a little choppy for anyone else?
No,
just you.
Well, I might be, just because my internet's garbage. And I have not played...
Because everyone else is coming in fine.
I have not played any of the games from the newest Humble Bundle yet. Because... I'm busy with podcasts and other games I've gotten as a result of the Steam Super Sale.
Oh.
Whoa, Hannah,
Hannah.
Hi. You should talk with Manda about art for Dystopia.
Will do.
The both of you need to discuss that. Oh, she can't actually hear us. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can't actually hear us.
I'm back. Sorry, everybody was like, I was like, hey, look, it's time to start a game. And then my stomach was like, nope, it's time to poop.
Oh, okay.
It's really not your stomach so much as your low intestine.
Oh, Zach.
So much as your anus and your rectum.
We're actually...
Rectum? I hardly knew him.
Damn near killed him.
Start up.
Oh, my weakness.
Terrible dad puns.
Not really a dad pun so much as a 40s pun.
Oh.
So much as a corgi pun. Actually, all corgi puns are bark, 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 bark.
No, you get...
Bark.
Don't worry, it's going to be okay. I'm a dog.
That's not even a pun.
It translates better in Corgi-nese.
Alright, so, everyone ready?
Yep. Ready as I was 10 minutes ago when I started recording.
Alright, Zach, you here?
I am.
Alright, so, when we last left off, the bus driver left everyone there. The kids are in Ithaca, in the heart of... Megacore's empire.
Please don't forget, we went to Persistencia.
Oh, they also went to Persistencia.
Went to Persistencia and met Crazy Ivan.
Went to Persistencia, you met Crazy Ivan.
He sold this concept.
Yes. They also met a wizard who was also a devil.
And one of us blackmailed. And then proceeded to start working for.
Okay, look. Consider it like Manny was entering a rival dojo and just pulled out all of his stops, okay?
You don't actually even have to like go any further. Like you just say consider Manny entered a rival dojo and
yeah.
There's
another demon there. Just consider he entered a rival dojo. What would you have done if you had entered a rival dojo?
Look, this isn't Cards Against Humanity. You can't just settle everything by saying rival dojo.
Yes, you can.
When you enter a rival dojo, you must give respect until you are disrespected. Haven't you watched Karate Kid?
Well, that rival dojo was filled with nothing but disrespect.
It really was.
Either that or you steal their sign and force them to send their strongest people after you to try and take it back.
What the hell is going on? Nate, start
this
game.
Is that a Shenmue reference?
No, that's serious. That seriously was a thing. That
what?
That was what in, the martial arts culture, it was extremely, punks from another from a rival dojo would steal the sign and force the people to come challenge them for it to get it back. It was to have your sign stolen was a huge like shame.
Why didn't you put your sign on better, you idiot?
Capture the flag, if you will.
Because I think this dates back to the time when the height of sign technology was nails.
Clearly, you should have added more nails. You should also
Asian steel is just garbage.
Yeah, well, that's why they had to use the Damascus steel process in order to make swords, and why none of them wore armor.
Yep.
Or their armor was made of wood. That's why,
because their steel was garbage, so their nails also probably garbage.
Their nails were also made of wood.
But
all right, anyways,
you see a katana.
No, Charlie, no. I'm hosting this call.
Right.
Damascus steel. We'll leave it at that.
Exactly. So,
Damascus steel. What about the rest of his face?
Zach.
Poor future Matt, having to cut all of this.
I'll just make it like the end of Monster ISS, where I leave in 11 minutes of Charlie talking about Doug before he gets to the game.
What? God damn
what?
It.
What? Which episode was that?
The last one. You started by talking about Doug, and then you continue to talk about Doug. The talks about Doug, they never cease.
Look, Charlie has a few has only a few passions in life. Doug is one of them.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, was that in the side chat or something?
No. It probably should have been. But it's going up tomorrow, and I don't have the time to edit it and re-upload it tonight, because it takes an eternity to upload things from my parents' house.
So, wait, when did that happen?
It's at the beginning of the finale, yeah. And then after Doug, after 10 minutes of Doug, then it's 2 hours of us getting our asses beaten by a giant monster. Is this like the Trouble with Harry?
Trouble with Harry?
Yeah, that's kind of it's an old Hitchcock film. I was actually telling you about it a couple nights ago. That the basic plot is that a man goes out hunting, for rabbits, and after an unsuccessful day of hunting, he finds a man who has a massive head wound who he believes he may have murdered, and over the course of the film, you find out that everybody in this town who's been ignoring the death of this man all had reason to kill him. And nobody knows who actually did it.
You can find the photo of Dimitri's Moody.
It was the grossest sound. Grossest sound.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine.
What was that sound?
That wasn't really a burp. There was nothing I really noticed happening. I was just kind of like pacing back and forth, and I just kind of like I felt air creeping up my neck, creeping up my throat, and I was like, "What's going on there, bro? I don't think I have to burp."
And then so you weren't like doing that thing where you squirt like saliva out of your mouth occasionally.
No.
Like a fountain.
No, it basically was just a burp that like happened. But, like, the back of my tongue must have been wet or something. It's just kind of like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah. Weird. All right, anyway.
but no, you find